And welcome to the Small Business MBA. My name is Yasmeen Ali. Today we'll be looking at a topic that many entrepreneurs neglect, and that's your support system. A support system or structure is something that holds you up and that lifts you when you are struggling. It's very rare that we can accomplish anything without having some level of support. And although as entrepreneurs we tend to be fiercely independent, doing things without support is very difficult. So as we build our businesses, it's important that we also build our support structures. Support can come in many forms. We receive support from our customers, for example, in the form of sales. This may not seem like support in the traditional personal development sense of the word, but what would happen if it didn't exist? Also, what does support from your customer mean? In addition to money in the bank, it means that someone believes in your product and your business's ability to deliver. It means that someone has picked you over your competitor. It means that someone has decided that they can trust you to deliver for them. And if you're a small business, that's a lot of support, given that, as we've discovered on countless occasions, there are always competitors bigger and cheaper than you. If you have sales in your business, you have support. If you have staff, this can also be a great place to draw support from. Many small businesses struggle with the challenge of employment. There are always companies who can pay more than you or who can entice employees with better prospects. So why do your employees stay with you? Well, sometimes it's about helping build something, which is something that they would not be doing in a bigger company. Sometimes it's about having a better work environment. Regardless of why, there are always employees that you can count on when the chips are down. Remember that this is not your employee's business. So going that extra mile is really not doing them nearly the good that it does you. So rather than seeing employees as a nuisance, see the value that they bring to your business by being part of your support structure. And then there's financial support. Many entrepreneurs start their businesses without much financial support and as a result struggle with issues such as cash flow in the beginning of their businesses. A lot of the time, this is more about financial management after the initial stages of the business while the entrepreneur is delivering, then waiting for payment. Because there should be a profit on that sale, it should start helping us create a financial buffer. So in many ways, our customers are our best financial support. But some entrepreneurs do actually attract financial support, be it from the bank, government, friends, investors, or family. If this has been the case for you, think about what your business would be like without that financial support. And then think about what your business can still achieve with the right sort of support moving forward. Now, of course, support from family and friends are absolutely invaluable. These are the people who know us best and know our strengths and capabilities. Often, they are also the ones who are able to be honest with us, so give us the best feedback. The problem for a lot of entrepreneurs is that support is a bit of a foreign concept because we ourselves never define the support that we need to these people closest to us. Because we're all different, not everyone wants to be supported in the same way. And thus, again, partly because we as entrepreneurs tend to be so stubborn and independent, others don't know what we need. Many entrepreneurs on the Raise Corp programs credit the relationships built on the program and just having a place where they can talk openly about their business as being one of the most valuable things that they receive. Even after they complete the program, the peers that they've made on the program become lifelong supporters. Entrepreneurial loneliness is a very real thing, and it has the effect of draining entrepreneurs of their natural energy and enthusiasm in terms of their businesses. In essence, every time we have to explain or re-explain why our business exists or why we don't want to work for someone else, it becomes a chore that drains us. We wish that somebody would just see our vision and just back us. So any entrepreneur who has the privilege of networking with other entrepreneurs in a truly open and honest way, where they can unpack their problems and just be open about the illusion that we sometimes portray, is not only lucky, but also has a distinct advantage. You see, they get to unload and also to get solid advice from someone who's been there and faced similar problems. And there is no judgment, just support from someone who genuinely knows. After the break, I talked to one of my colleagues who has helped many entrepreneurs deal with entrepreneurial loneliness and come out better and stronger. Join me for that. Welcome back. I'm now joined by one of my colleagues, Maria Tumman, to talk to me about support and how entrepreneurs implement this in their real world. Maria, welcome.
Thank you, yes, and viewers, thank you. I'm looking forward to this opportunity to have a conversation with you.
So, let's talk support, okay? Why is support important for entrepreneurs?
Well, dealing with entrepreneurs, I think we see that it is so important in two ways for having support in the entrepreneurial journey. So firstly, it could be that you need some assistance or help in a specific area, but then also it could be that you have a level of expertise that you can draw or accept some support. The English is going a little bit awkward. Sorry, guys.
So it's about those relationships, and it's about being able to draw on those relationships, if I'm hearing you correctly.
Absolutely. So it helps to have a strong network of support that you can surround yourself with, as well as not feeling that you are lonely or alone on this journey.
I want to talk about entrepreneurial loneliness for a second, because, I mean, I think that in both of our experiences dealing with entrepreneurs, it's one of the biggest things that keeps coming up. And as a personal growth guide, I imagine this is something that you hear a lot. What are the dangers of entrepreneurial loneliness for an entrepreneur?
I think the risks are that they believe that they have to go at it alone and that they are not necessarily support or backup that can be beneficial for them on this journey. So we tend to see that in burnout, we tend to see in time management issues, we tend to see that they start out loving what they're doing, and then at the end they get to a place of, am I really, really a good entrepreneur at this stage?
Yeah.
So it's a lot of questioning that starts happening if they do not have a strong support system around them and going at it alone.
And I think one of the other things is you start believing your own bad press that lives in your head.
Absolutely. And a lot of the times it might confirm what the family or the growing up points of reference were. And there's a little bit of a challenge in identifying what is the beliefs around support structures, because we all come from a frame of reference. Mm. Is it good to find some support, or is it not good for you? And we tend to see in society, especially with entrepreneurs, that it is not seen as a positive. And if we can get that breakthrough, a lot of the times it's a lot easier for the entrepreneurs to then be at a space to be more receptive and open for feedback around those beliefs as well.
I think that I've heard it at least a million times where people say, I thought I had to do this alone. I thought that was the deal that I signed up for.
Yes.
And for them to hear, no, actually, you know, the more people you surround yourself with, the better, is a massive breakthrough, I imagine, for a lot of entrepreneurs.
Absolutely. And also identifying how that looks. Because sometimes we think that support needs to be a person or a connection that is in person.
Yeah.
And finding different and creative and unique ways in your specific industry is helpful as well. So the support might look different. You might find somebody that's in the same industry as you that you can act as inspiration or as a mentor, or find an app or software that can be supportive in that way until you find that comfort in building a strong network of support and how that looks for you.
And another thing that I've heard a lot of entrepreneurs equate support to is specifically financial support. So a lot of entrepreneurs will go, there's no support for entrepreneurs out there. And when you interrogate what they're looking for, what they're saying is there isn't financial backing. Mm-hmm. And when you then interrogate why do you need the financial backing, all of those other things that you've just mentioned may actually be the answer rather than actual money.
Absolutely. And that then plugs into your relationship with money. And as you know, just having a different viewpoint, having some support is feedback for you and information that you can use to empower yourself with different decisions and feelings. So it really empowers you with knowledge in choices and decisions that you can make.
And I think that's really important that entrepreneurs understand that that resources look different.
Absolutely.
And all of those resources are support for us as entrepreneurs.
Yes. So true.
Another thing about loneliness is a lot of the time, you know, success is almost whispered.
Yes. Absolutely.
So, you know, something that we've spoken about is the fact that when an entrepreneur doesn't have someone to celebrate their successes with, that might actually become demotivating for them.
For real. And what we encourage at Race Corp is to have your network of support. So sometimes you have support as cheerleaders and sometimes as critics, but in a good, uplifting way. So, and it's important to have that balance because we move away from pain, but we also move towards pleasure. And support can do both of those for you. So definitely, time to celebrate is such an important element.
So I want to talk about your personal experiences with the entrepreneurs for just a second, because there's so many that come in, you know, in a bad place, you know, my business isn't doing well, therefore I'm not doing well, therefore I'm a failure, therefore, you know, and all the negatives. That first win for them, how do you use that first win to start building them and to help them build their own support structures again?
So it depends on the client, but it could look like paying it forward and finding somebody that they can share that knowledge with. So sometimes we find that friends or there's a community that are entrepreneurial. Mm. And if you have a win, just by sharing that, you become a support for someone else. And I tend to find that if you experience the opposite side of the support and how effortless it could be to give support to someone else, that you might become more receptive to receive a support where you also can do with some more support.
And I mean, again, it's one of those things that it may not be a conscious thing that we're not taking the support available, because in day-to-day society, generally we're not taught to seek it.
Absolutely. And I think that's an important point, yes. Mm. Sometimes we think we need to ask for support, and in the asking there's some blockages that can exist as well. But then how about if somebody offers you some support and being open to what that offer is about? So for me, I think one of the first things that an entrepreneur might do is just to identify what are the different areas that support possibly could be to their benefit to accelerate their success going forward. And as I said earlier on, it doesn't necessarily have to be to move away from pain. It could be to move towards pleasure. So if they have achieved a certain amount of excellence in an area, they might get the support for someone else to delegate it to.
In the home. Because as entrepreneurs, we don't, you know, we're one person no matter where we are.
Yes.
So how does this then translate to me, the entrepreneur, the person, as, say, a parent?
So I tend to find that my entrepreneurs beautifully bring their learnings into their home environment as well. So, and we tend to tell our children how to learn a new skill, yet we know that it's through the modeling that it happens more spontaneously. And if we look at our children, it's a good feedback system as well in seeing how you are receptive or giving support in a specific environment. So that could be a non-declared and a non-official way of getting some support and feedback. And I think then you're blessing and paying it forward even in that supportive environment. And it's so important to have your family as support, because being an entrepreneur has a lot of challenges and a lot of moments of celebration. And I think if you go home and that's lacking, it is an opportunity missed. So there's then an important conversation to be had with the family. And
I think that it's an important point that you know, as much as we love our businesses, and as long as much as our business is our child, we also need a soft place to land, and that's where the family and friend support, in my mind,
Absolutely.
Comes in a big way.
Absolutely. And that's why I said it's important at the beginning to identify where possible support structures will be beneficial to you. So if family and friends are lacking at the moment, what are the type of support that you need? Maybe you can read a resource that might be helpful in the way that your family can be more supportive. And maybe read a book about asking or accepting, depending on what it is that you're experiencing at the moment.
So, 2 minutes to go. How would you suggest that entrepreneurs start building this network of support in their businesses and in their lives?
So sometimes we miss an opportunity to look 360 degrees just around what is available to you, and just paying attention to what support has been offered to you.
Yes.
And checking in with yourself, how open are you to accepting that support, and making sure that it is aligned to the specific assistance or support or advice that you would like at the moment. And support looks different. So it might be mentoring, it might be inspiration, it might be practical. So I think if you as the entrepreneur are aware of the driver at the beginning, and then paying attention what is available around you. If you do not note that it is being offered or available, then finding and then asking. And finding a support like a Race Corps program is a brilliant way to start.
Or an industry group, or a community group, or I think that the bottom line is just support is available out there for entrepreneurs. Just take it.
Absolutely. And I love what you've just said. So in the industry, go and look for publications in the industry. Mm. So if time is a concern, you can obviously listen at audiobooks. But attend the events, attend some reading, and make sure that you contribute in that way as well, and receive. Make sure the balance is in place.
Maria, thank you so much for joining me today. Unfortunately, we've run out of time, but I think we could talk about this forever.
Absolutely.
After the break, I give you some ways to go out and build your support systems and wrap up today's learning. Join me for that. Welcome back. This week, we're looking at the value of support systems and how we as entrepreneurs should not ignore the value of having solid support in any form. The biggest issue that leads to a lack of support for most entrepreneurs is quite simply that they do not ask for it. Remember, we are all unique individuals, so how one person would like to be supported may not look like something that someone else would want. So your task for this week is simply to ask for help. This can be as simple as asking a friend to help you think through a problem you're facing over a beer, or for an employee to take over a task from you while you're overwhelmed. Maybe it's as simple as asking someone to listen. Next, look around for who you support and how, and play it forward by ensuring that they know that you back them. This can be an employee who needs more motivation, or it could be letting your child know that you support them. That's it from me for today. Until the next episode, goodbye.